Sean Brown is with us, previously known as Sean Shanahan. Welcome.
Hello.
Congratulations
thank
on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Executive Director of Development and everything else at Methodist Fremont Health.
You know, I don't think it's everything else, but what a great, great job, great people, great place to work. I just can't say enough. It's
wonderful. Oh, I bet.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You've got an event coming up here in September that you want to make sure gets all filled up. So let's talk about it.
Perfect. So we have our annual Classic Golf, Fremont Methodist, Fremont Health Foundation Golf Classic on September 19th. So our prior sponsors have all been notified, looking for some deluxe hole sponsors. So if anyone's interested in that, as well as, you know, looking to fill up those teams. We were full last year and we don't anticipate anything different this year. So if you want a team, we want you to get us on the calendar and get it scheduled. Again, it's September 19th, and here at the Fremont Golf Club, a team is $750. So if you want to just have a team and want to be there, if you want to sponsor a hole with a team, it's $850. And if you wish to do a deluxe hole sponsor, which comes with a bunch of advertising and additional promotions, that's $1,000. And that seems to be our most popular.
Yeah.
And then it comes with a team as well. So lunch, a dinner, lots of fun, pin prizes, great pin prizes every year. And so join us. Come and be part of the fun that day.
Yeah, that is. It's one of the fun summer golf tournaments that's held. Chamber has one that's pretty good.
Yes.
But yours then follows that, and it's always been a lot of fun. Is there anything that the funds are going to go towards this year?
Uh-huh. So this year we're going to put our funds towards our scholarships. I'm sure that you've probably heard Brett and myself last time, you know, talk about that one of our challenges is staffing, right? And so mm-hmm. we're changing up some of our scholarships to where we can support scholarships with commitments to come back and work here. And so we're going to do some new fun things that day to promote some scholarships, enhance our scholarships, the amount of scholarships and dollar-wise that we give out, and allowing people to come back and work and give their time and talent back here so that we can help provide funds for school and yet promote and help our staffing issues.
This summer you had an event for students where they can come and actually experience the health field.
Yes, yes.
And I imagine that went pretty well.
So that was our first ever summer healthcare camp, and it was amazing. We had a really good turnout of kids that wanted to be involved in the healthcare, wanted to explore the healthcare. I think we did around 18 different hands-on projects. So pharmacy came in and taught them how to make bath bombs so that we could talk about chemicals and pieces and mixing and all the combining that had to be done. And then we had radiology, and they actually did x-rays and splinting of fingers. The helicopters came in. I mean, we just had a great time. We did fake blood draws on oranges, just some really great hands-on things that gave the opportunity for kids to know that there are healthcare opportunities with a high school diploma and with a doctorate degree. So again, trying to grow our own, trying to get local students engaged and involved in actual healthcare. So
yeah, that's
a great event.
Oh, a great way to do that and to get kids thinking, oh my gosh, I could work here next summer.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because it was open to freshmen to seniors, and then an opportunity to have some hands-on. And again, then the panel and the leadership and directors came in and talked about how you can get a certificate and work in this field, and it earns this amount of money. You can be a RN and you can earn this amount of money, and this is the work that you would be doing.
Yeah, so even as those kids are applying for college, they could put something like that in with their information. Schools definitely are like, wow, this kid really wants to be in this field.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was a great opportunity, and it was a great opportunity for the students. We had great feedback from the parents. We had a little session with the parents so that they could learn what we offer in a human resource. So you could start in the kitchen in high school. You could start as a CNA, and then what additional funding and support we have for ongoing employment.
So, yeah, even at the front desk, just answering the phone is another good way to start there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
A lot of good
thank
information.
You.
And as you get the information to us, we'll let more people know about the Golf Classic coming up September 19th. But Sean Brown, previously known as Sean Shanahan, with us from Fremont Health Foundation. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
And